Last Word on Today FM.
I'm now joined by Andy O'Donoghue. We're talking The Last Word on tech. It's back to school time.
Expensive time, Danny.
It is an expensive time. I have three kids and a 12-year-old who's looking for a phone, so we know all about it. So the classroom that I grew up was all copybooks and pencils and all the rest. It's completely different now. It's iPads, it's laptops, etc. like that.
It's all of that stuff. And whether it's secondary school, primary school, college, everybody now has, and this is a problem in that it's made life more expensive for parents because we didn't have kind of the tech demand 20 years ago. When you and I were at school, there was a computer room at best. Now everybody needs some technology. And when I say that, they kind of need it to keep up, not just with their friends, but actually with programs that may be running in the school. Because, say, iPad, for instance, sort of dominates the classroom. And Microsoft have some programs as well. But kids, will have this organized system. The iPads get charged in the classroom, but everybody's got to buy them. Your books go on them. And great, it's very immersive, fun learning, but it's expensive.
Yeah. And do you see it, and is it... Because again, the three kids are still in primary school, but we see the likes of Aladdin and all these kind of, these school-based programs where there's homework is pushed through, etc. like that, and the fight over the tablet to try and get to it. Like, what sort of pressure are our parents coming under? Like, I mean, do we need multi? Like, if you have to say we have three kids, is one iPad or one tablet enough, or do we need one for each of them?
Well, ideally, but it's not an ideal world, and so buying lots of technology is not a great solution because they are expensive. Your iPad for a classroom is going to cost, I think, the educational price about 389. So that could be €1,000 for three kids. But what you can do very easily is you can have different user accounts on the iPad, or even your own iPad. And share it. So that is certainly an answer and worth considering. But there are also some other options as well that we'll chat about.
And is it the norm, again, that, the schools will recommend a particular product that parents have to go buy, or is it up to yourself and then they look to people like yourself to give them the cheap versus expensive option?
And this has been a controversial thing because in the past, parents, some schools select specific programs, maybe the Microsoft Surface program or the Apple iPad program. And some parents didn't like it. First of all, they didn't like kind of maybe the impact on the curriculum as it was, is changing. And also a demand for, I've got to shell out at least €400 this year. And then, you're going to have a case, you've got books, digital books, you've got other things to go along with it. So parents do find themselves under pressure. Around the country, I've heard numerous stories about payment plans being implemented by the resellers. The credit union, I believe, have a specific program somewhere in the country. So there are answers to it.
Okay. So the first one we're going to look at is the Apple MacBook Air. It's pretty hefty in terms of price, isn't it?
It is. However, the one thing I will say about this is that, first of all, it is the computer that everybody of college age wants. Everybody wants a MacBook Air.
Yeah.
But also for good reason, because what's called the ROI, the return on investment of an iPad, or sorry, of a MacBook, is significant. It will last years, literally years. I have my old Mac that I still use, and it's about 7 or 8 years old.
Okay.
And so they will last. The MacBook Air, though, is light. It's really fast. It's powered by one of Apple's proprietary chips, so it's really quick. This iPad Air, the one this year that everybody wants, is kind of the model came out in 2022, 13.6-inch screen, very high definition, but it has up to 18 hours of battery.
See, that's the big win, isn't it?
Which is just fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a couple of days at school,
doing
whatever. But also, it's only less than 1.25 kilos in weight. So not heavy in the rucksack, not heavy in the bag. And so it is ideal. It's expensive. The thing is, it's probably an investment that you will not have to think about for 5 years.
Yeah, okay. That's, and I'm a devotee of the Apples. That's what I love them. The Microsoft Surface Laptop Go 3. What's this one?
Microsoft have really, they've created an incredible line of product with Surface. So there's the Surface Tablet, Surface Pro, various different incarnations of it. But I really like this because it's a compact kind of two-in-one tablet. And it's really, really nice. Priced about €730, €750, 10-inch screen. It's got a Pentium Gold processor and 8 gigs of RAM. And it is really good for secondary school students. I think this is the ideal accompaniment to kind of, the last couple of years at school. It's fantastic. And the price, again, so really well built. I mean, Microsoft have done such a good job of getting their products up to a really solid standard, like the Apple products. Yeah. And Yes, you can buy laptops for maybe 200 or 300 euros cheaper. But again, this is one that will last. It will get you from secondary school into a year or two at college. College, so it's a nice option.
But in terms of the Microsoft programs, people will often, like, we hear a lot of complaints. Outlook is not great. Word is ubiquitous, Word. But it, Word is Word. Excel does what it says in the tin, but they haven't evolved. They haven't, you know, changed much. Like, does Microsoft suffer from the fact that it was so successful, has been so successful, but hasn't evolved sufficiently?
They did.
Okay.
They did suffer from that. Satya Nadella, who's the CEO of Microsoft now, has completely transformed the company. It is a much better company. It's better run. It is more customer focused than it ever has been. Mm-hmm. I would say now with Microsoft 365, which is, you know, the online kind of non-boxed version of Office. And now you've got Copilot. You've essentially got, you know, your version, their version of ChatGPT, helping you to write documents and create presentations. So it's very different now. But for schoolwork, your PowerPoint for projects, your Word for essays, it just works.
Chromebooks, I hate them. I've always hated them because we when I was in the Indo, we got them. We got our first iteration of them,
okay.
And they were banned after 3 weeks because none of us could work them.
Okay, they were not suitable for that kind of deployment.
Yeah,
but what they are really, really good for is that they are a nice, simple, no fuss device for what? For writing essays, for doing online searching, and getting your homework done. Now, I would say they are a lot better. And everybody, Acer, Asus, Lenovo, HP and Samsung, particularly I really like the Lenovo versions. And you will buy one of these for less than 200 euros up to about 350 euros. And Lenovo have a couple of 2-in-1 convertibles. So you have your tablet and, you know, you've got all your Google services, though. And so we rely on so much Google stuff that they are fantastic. They are a no nonsense, no fuss solution. But if you want to do your searching and you're finishing a project, brilliant.
Brilliant. Okay. I may give it another look, but I'm still not going to tell you. The iPad. It's been everywhere for so long. We all have them. We all have different iterations of them.
Yeah.
Has the day of the iPad come and gone?
Remarkably, it hasn't. And don't forget, this was a computer that we didn't know we needed.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs kind of invented it and said, you know, okay, well, I'll tell them they need it. And that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
Incredibly successful. It redefined tablet. Tablets existed before iPad, but Apple kind of reinvented the category. And there are loads of options. There's a Mini, there's the Air, there's a Pro. iPad Pro is actually a laptop. It is a brilliant computer. Put a keyboard and a pencil on it. It's fantastic. However, the one that you're going to need for school is the Apple iPad, the 11-inch 10th generation, retails for 419 euros. There's an education pricing on most Apple products, up to 25%. On iPad, it brings it down to 389. But it's got that really nice high definition liquid retina display. It's got Apple's A14 Bionic chip, so it is quick. It's a quick tablet for the money. 64 gigs of storage, so plenty of room in there. And it also supports Apple Pencil, which the standard iPad used to do.
Which we're going to talk to you about in a second as well. The tracker is one I wanted, the Bluetooth tracker I wanted to talk to you about, because this is interesting for my, it's not one I'm overly familiar with, but I'm kind of keen to hear what you think of it.
So Apple make a range of trackers, the Apple AirTags. My favorite by far is the Tile products.
Okay.
And Tile make a range of them. They're little kind of, you know, button size, a bit bigger than a button, but they also have a credit card one that goes into your wallet. Mm-hmm. You put them on your keys, you do things. I think they're just fantastic for school kids of all ages, regardless. And what they do is they have a range of about 120 meters and you connect via an app. And they have replaceable batteries and it works with the Tile app. So if you lose your stuff, you leave it in the classroom or you leave it on the bus, you look at the map on the app and you can see where it is. Mm. But there's a huge community globally of Tile users and they leverage each other to find each other's devices. So no matter where you are, even though you think, oh, well, I don't know anyone and I'm out of range, someone else's tracker and app will help you find it. So at the moment, they're on special. They're 22 euros. I saw them recently on Amazon. More expensive, I think, at the moment, if you buy from Tile Direct. Get them in a shop, but they are fantastic. Put one on your rucksack.
Yeah. If you're like me and you're nervous about giving my 12-year-old a phone, because all our friends are beginning to get phones now, but we want to kind of keep a track, not necessarily tracker, you know, GPS tracker. What are the options for parents in terms of being able to say, listen, if we don't want to give her the phone, is this tracker going to be, is this an option to put it in her bag to kind of keep an eye and make sure that she's safe?
Yeah, yes, it is. There are other ways of doing it. Probably a smartwatch. There are various smartwatches specifically designed for that. Vodafone have one, kind of a parental smartwatch. The phone is actually a really good tracker in itself. in that, of course, she should always answer it. She should always answer a text.
Yes.
You know what she's doing online.
Well, I also know what 12-year-olds are like as well.
So there are very specific, but it's good. But, you know, those kind of parental apps exist and have done. You can buy them for families. They cost about 60 euros a year.
The Apple Pencil, this is something we talked about in terms of the iPad. What's the Apple Pencil do and why is it worth the money?
Why? And not cheap. And this is the second generation of pencils, about 140 euros. And they allow you to do pixel by pixel editing. So first of all, you can write. And writing on a tablet, you think, okay, that's nice. So you can, but what it's really good at is drawing. So if you are, if you have one of the children is artistic and is doing something, whether it's drawing, whether it's a course, whether they're at college, you get incredibly detailed. You can reproduce wonderful digital art using the pencil. And it's instead of using your fingers to tap, and, you know, your finger can't get pixel by pixel editing. So you're kind of, it's like painting, you know, old fashioned oil painting with your fingers. But with pencil, you can really create great creative content. And that's why it's a great option for someone who is studying art. If you're not, it's a real luxury at the price. But if you are, it's a great idea.
I'm going to ask you to put your money where your mouth is. Give me the best product for a primary school kid, secondary school kid and college going kid. What are your recommendations?
For a primary school kid, I would say, honestly, they're going to have a lot of stuff. I'd get them a really good smart backpack.
Okay.
So that they don't break all the stuff that you spent a lot of money on. Samsonite and others make them for under 100 euros. They've got little USB ports. They'll keep their stuff safe.
Yeah.
For secondary schools, I would say it's all about the iPad. Buy them a decent iPad. And if they're artistic, buy them a pencil. And if they're a college student, if they haven't already asked, wait for it, because they're going to want an Apple MacBook Air.
And if in terms of like in terms of people looking out for deals, where's the best place to say, if you're not looking to buy new, where can you get the best
great
deals?
Great point. So Samsung and Apple both have their own refurb shops.
Okay.
There are numerous people who sell secondhand and reconditioned devices around the country and online. But the Apple refurb shop, you'll get a warranty. It's also shipped by the people who make it and it's serviced by them. I would go there first.
Andy O'Donoghue, absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much.
The Last Word on Today FM.